Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live, live, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Ah yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. And Army of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. The title of today's sermon is Just Punishment. Just Punishment. We're going to begin in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11. I'm going to read the whole chapter. And then I'm going to move on to the book of Jeremiah and then hold forth on what I really have to say today. Chapter 11 of Isaiah, verse 1 here. I'm going to be reading from the Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. And a rod shall come forth from the stump of Yishai, that's Jesse, and a sprout from his roots shall be fruitful. The Spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yahweh. And shall make him breathe in the fear of Yahweh, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and shall decide with straightness for the meek ones of the earth, and shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and slay the wrong with the breath of his lips. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and trustworthiness the girdle of his waist. And a wolf shall dwell with the lamb, or a lion shall lie down with the lamb. It's been changed. And a leopard lie down with the young goat, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child leads them. And cow and bear shall feed, their young ones lie down together, and a lion eats straw like an ox. And the nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the adder's den. They do no evil nor destroy in all my set-apart mountain, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Yishai, that's Jesse, standing as a banner to the people. Unto him the nations shall seek, and his rest shall be esteem. And it shall be in that day that Yahweh sets his hand again a second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left from Ashur and from Mitzrayim and from Pathros and from Cush, from Elam and from Shinar, from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall raise a banner for the nations and gather the outcasts of Israel and assemble the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. And the envy of Ephraim shall turn aside, and the adversaries of Yehuda be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Yehuda, and Yehuda shall not trouble Ephraim. But they shall fly down upon the shoulder of the Philistines toward the west. Together they plunder the people of the east, their hands stretching forth on Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall be subject to them. And Yahweh shall put under the ban the tongue of the sea of Mitzrayim, and he shall wave his hand over the river with the might of his spirit, and shall strike it in the seven streams, and shall cause men to tread it in sandals. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, those left from Asher, as it was for Israel in the day when he came up from the land of Mitzrayim. Now what that describes is the second coming. Really. He received this vision. It's all about everything being made right when Yeshua Messiah returns. All of that. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31. We're going to start at verse 27. Jeremiah 31:27. See, the days are coming, declares Yahweh, that I shall sow. The house of Israel and the house of Yehuda with the seed of man and the seed of beast. I'll get into that in a minute. And it shall be that as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so I shall watch over them to build up and to plant, declares Yahweh. In those days they shall no longer say, the fathers ate sour grapes and the children's teeth are blunted. but each one shall die for his own crookedness. Whoever eats sour grapes, his teeth shall be blunted. Here's a really important part here. See, the days are coming, declares Yahweh, when I shall make a renewed covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehuda, not like the covenant I made with their fathers in the day when I strengthened their hand to bring them out of the land of Mitzrayim, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, declares Yahweh. For this is the covenant I shall make with the house of Israel after those days, declares Yahweh. I shall put my Torah in their inward parts and shall write it on their hearts, and I shall be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall they teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, Know Yahweh, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares Yahweh, for I shall forgive their crookedness and remember their sin no more. That ends the reading for right now. Title of the sermon is Just Punishment. Okay? We see all the trouble that are in these last days. We see the proposed invasion from the south, and we see President Trump doing what he's doing, and we don't really know what they're going to do. Nor does it matter. Everybody's, and then the left is giving this disinformation, and they're doing this and they're doing that. It doesn't matter. They're self-destructing. You understand? The left and the right, there's no real difference. They're both controlled by the same demonic children of the fallen one. Doesn't make a bit of difference. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's false hope. If you hope in anybody but Yahweh, you are deluding yourself. Just punishment is coming. All right? I shall put my Torah in their inward parts and write it on their hearts. People know right from wrong. Okay? The remnant that he has called out knows right from wrong. Now that's the called out ones. The called out remnant. And we see the time of trouble full upon us. All right? It's here. Time of Jacob's trouble. Now, we're talking about the tribulations coming and this and that. We've had discussions about this false rapture nonsense. Eli and I have done shows. You have to occupy until I return, is what he said. Even unto death. And when Yeshua returns, it's going to be with avenging angels and flaming fire. Yahweh's not going to destroy anything with a flood. Again, he's going to use fire. Talked about that in my last wake-up call, comes the fire. All of this trouble is just punishment on the people that will not come under Yahweh's rules. They reject Yahweh, they reject his law, they reject his name. And I'm talking a lot of Israel as well. I'm not talking about the remnant that tries to obey, the remnant that loves his name and proclaims his name. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about just punishment coming upon the unbelievers. They have earned all of this trouble. Unfortunately, the remnant is suffering because of the apostasy of the rest of Israel. Yahweh is bringing wrath down. And just, you know, I don't know about that. I do. I mean, I'm not blind. You shouldn't be blind either. Wake up. This is wake-up call, okay? Wake up! The wrath of Yahweh is descending in stages. It's not all coming at once. There's still a grace period. People can come over into the remnant now. That's why these shows, to try to teach the word to people so they're not destroyed, but they're deaf, blind, and dumb, and they don't want to hear it. That's the whole thing. They don't desire the word of Yahweh. They're so caught up in the world and stuff that they don't want anything to do with Yahweh and his rules because they're restricted by those rules, and they don't want any restrictions on their evil behavior. They're enjoying their evilness. I'm serious about it. They like it. They love it so. Well, what does that say? What can you say to people that absolutely either love evil or they are so deluded by the lies of the evil ones under the strong deception? Why are they under a strong deception? Because they don't call upon the name of Yahweh. They call upon the Lord and Gawad and all this other nonsense that they're into. And you try to tell them the name of Yahweh, and they say, oh, that's not important. We just call him the Lord. Well, he has commanded us not to call him that. Don't call me Lord, Baal. My name is Yahweh. Oh, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does. It matters to him. He wouldn't have given us his name and commanded us to use it over and over and over in the scripture if he didn't want us to know his name and use his name. If he wouldn't care if we did all this other stuff, if he hadn't given us the Torah. He's given us an instruction book on how to live, but it's not being followed. It's not being followed. They are ignoring, studiously ignoring the laws of Yahweh. Oh, that's all nailed to the cross. We don't have to obey that. And if you look all through history what Yahweh has done to disobedient people and how he has punished them, how can you wonder why all of this is coming down now? This is just punishment on people that are in rebellion. They're rebellious. Yahweh has had enough. and his wrath is starting to come. We're running out of grace period time. We're running out of time. I don't want my messages to sound desperate, but I am concerned with the fate of my fellow Israelites, and I don't want to see all of them go down the tubes. I want to try to gather as many into the remnant as possible through this teaching, and the word comes through Yahweh. And he's going to call whom he's going to call, and others, unfortunately, are going to go by the wayside. That's not my decision. That's his decision. But if you're hearing this message and you have been troubled in your life lately, knowing that things are wrong, and you've heard us teach who Israel is, what Israel is, why Israel is, and you know that those Talmudists across the pond are not Israel, and you're sitting on that fence and just having trouble making a decision, I implore you, brother and sister, wake up to the truth. It's going to be unpleasant, but it's going to save your eternal life. It may not save your life here on this planet, because what's coming is coming. This just punishment is coming down. There's no avoiding what's coming. Oh, men will twist and turn and say this and say that and do all these futile, useless things. And the politicians will talk. The talking heads will talk. And it's all hot air. And I'm trying to tell you, there's no man, president, prime minister, none of it, that's going to make things right, because Yahweh, basically, unfortunately for the remnant, we're going to have to suffer through some of it. But he's to the point where he's had enough, and he is going to bring war and destruction on this planet, on all the peoples of this world. This order of arrangement that has been twisted and perverted by the devil and his children, Yahweh is starting to bring the hammer down. And this is real unpleasant to hear. I know that. I am fully aware how unpleasant it is. What can I say? We've got unpleasantness that's coming. It's coming justly, deservedly. I hate to see the seed line of the house of Israel have to go through this, but it's in his grand plan. And he has forewarned us in Scripture over and over and over and over. Israel has been rebellious for so long. And his long suffering, he hasn't totally destroyed us. But if you read in Scripture, he punished a lot of Israelites with plagues and famine and all manners of death, and purged Israel of the rebellious. Well, that's what he's going to do now. There's a lot of Israel out there that's not going to make it. They're not going to be saved from destruction. They're going to be destroyed because they won't listen. This is not unjust. This is just punishment. I mean, it's unpleasant, but truly, Yahweh is in charge. We are not. We are to obey the Father's laws, and we do not. That's not all of us. The remnant, there is a definite remnant that's in existence right now that is trying to be faithful, trying to keep the Sabbaths, trying to keep the feasts, calling upon the name of the Father, calling upon the name of Yeshua, Yahweh in the flesh, that was our kinsman redeemer who shed his blood to cover over our sins with that new covenant that it speaks of here. This new covenant. He has sown the house of Yehuda and Israel with the seed of men and the seed of beasts. That would be the seed of Adam and the seed of beast, okay? They didn't put the word Adam in Scripture. They substituted the word man, which means generic. Not so. The seed of Adam and the seed of beasts. This is the sin of race mixing that Israel has committed. We have infiltrators and non-Israelites claiming to be Israel. We have in Christian identity infiltrators that have presented themselves as Israelites and are not. We were warned of this. Those who say they are of Yehuda and are not, but do lie. They are the synagogue of Satan. Over and over and over and over. I mean, truly, brothers and sisters, what more can Yahweh do to convince us? What more do we deserve than what he's done for us already? We cannot cry about this just punishment that's coming down. We can only, as the remnant, prepare for it. Because we're still on this planet, in this world, and if there's riots and violence and lack of food and clean water and all that stuff, we're going to have to suffer through that as well. But we won't suffer the second death. That's the whole point. Everybody born on the planet dies the first one, okay? The first death. If we're here when Messiah comes back, we won't suffer that. We won't even suffer the first death. But if we don't make it, you can't lose your faith because your death is impending. You're going to have to take it. Now, you can go down fighting. The only ones he commanded not to defend themselves were the disciples. They try to extrapolate that to everyone. Oh, we are not to raise a hand. Love your enemies. Well, you love your fellow Israelites. That's who he's talking about. He's not talking about the non-Israelites, and those are the ones that will be coming to kill us. Some Israelites as well. They've gone over to the dark side. I would not want to be in their shoes on Judgment Day. Boy, oh boy, that's horrible. But what's happening now with all the troubles? I mean, pick something. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to go into all these political details and all this other stuff and all each violent incident. There's just too many of them. The lies that are being told, there's just too many of them. What I'm saying is just punishment is starting to come down. This society, which is controlled by the prince and power of the air, is going to self-destruct. They're going to turn on each other, and the death toll and the slaughter that is coming to this world is going to be horrifying. Some of us will go down because of that. I'm not going to go down peaceably. I'll just tell you right now. I try to get along with my fellow Israelites, but these non-Israelites, I just don't cut them any slack. I'm sorry, they are not us. And we are not to allow them to run over the top of us. If we are attacked by these beasts, we are to defend ourselves. I'm not saying going out and committing a violent act. I'm not urging any people to violence. Violence is perpetrating the violence, okay? Don't go out and do anything to anybody like this latest fake shooting deal. But self-defense, yes, we are allowed self-defense. Now, when Yeshua comes back with his avenging angels, the grace period's going to be over, and then the army of Yahweh will come back when Yeshua comes. But before that, it's defense only. Just straight up, because anything else is unrighteous. These things are supposed to occur, as unpleasant as they are. And he says in Scripture that unless he shortens this time of violence and trouble, no flesh would be saved. We would kill everything on the planet would die. People and animals and whatever, fish of the sea. This radiation has killed off the Pacific Ocean, basically. That Fukushima deal. And it's all over the United States, and your food's got radiation in it, and it's just, there's nowhere you can go to hide from it, is what I'm trying to say. You're not going to get out of it peacefully. You're going to have to prepare. You're going to have self-defense. And you can't just lay down before these beasts. They're going to do you in anyway. So you might as well defend yourself. And if you won't, if you can't bring yourself to self-defense, I'm not saying enjoy it, I'm not saying like it, I'm not saying seek it out, I'm saying self-defense, last ditch, you know, it's you or them. You're going to have to make it them, brothers and sisters, or you're going to go down. And your family will go down. They're not just going to do you, they're going to do everybody. That's their goal, to eliminate the Israelites, the true Israelites, from the planet. This is the adversary's dream of wiping out Yahweh's inheritance. The war in heaven has never ended. It's still going on. It's being fought here. It's been fought in stages all through time. It's still going on. Millennia. You're talking evil against good. And good, by its nature, has been a lot less violent than the evil. You have instances, though, like Phineas, when they were fornicating and Yahweh sent a plague. Well, Phineas ran a javelin through the offenders and the plague stopped. Yahweh was punishing all of Israel because of the behavior of some Israelites. Well, all of Israel is being punished now because of the behavior of some Israelites. All of us are going to have to suffer, including the remnant. He will save us alive. He tells us that. But this just punishment is coming on the order of arrangement that Satan has brought about in this world, the adversary, HaShatan. He has perverted everything from the time of the Nephilim, where they were doing genetic experimentation and modification. In the time of Noah, they're doing it today. Same deal. Hey, haven't changed. These creatures that they spawned, I mean, there's lots of rumors and there's lots of theories out there, and they're talking about giants still being in existence underground and all these creatures and space aliens and all this. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on, and it's hard to decipher any kind of truth off the internet because the internet is so rife with pollution and outright lies and fantasies and people that are game players that are having a good laugh over all of it and doing all this deception as a joke. They think it's funny. Well, there's going to be a price to pay for that. And they're going to have to pay it. And they're not going to like it. They're not going to like the consequences of their actions. Well, I'm sorry. Then don't do the evil. Real simple. You don't want to have the consequences of evil doing come down on you? Don't do evil. That's a no-brainer. Wake up. Straighten up. Don't do the evil. You won't have to pay the price for evil doing then, will you? No, you won't. But trying to get these people to straighten up, man, that's like pulling teeth. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They're enjoying the evil. They like it. They've gone over. And I'm talking about people of Israel, all right? I'm not talking about just the non-Israelites. I'm talking about Israelites have gone over, like I said, to the dark side. What do you do? I mean, we preach, we teach, we try to instruct those that are receptive to the message. Are quite a few, but they're not many according to the whole of the population of the planet. That's why they call us a remnant. And the, pardon me, the remnant is going to have to go through this just punishment. May not come down directly on us, but it, the punishment's going to come down on these societies and the order of society as dictated by the adversary. It's going to be destroyed, and the destruction process is going to be quite horrible. I'll be real honest with you, brothers and sisters. It's going to get uglier and uglier and uglier. We think it's bad now? No. It's only beginning. Imagine living in Dresden, Germany, when they firebombed it. Where could you go? What could you do? They wiped out the whole city and the whole population. They killed all those people. And then they talk about this Holocaust, which they've downsized the figures over and over and over. Now, even some Jews are saying, well, it's been found out that the whole thing, yeah, people died in the work camps. All kinds of people died all over the place during that terrible war. And that was instituted by the children of the adversary to get white folks to kill white folks. That was the whole purpose of that war and all the other wars. It's having the Adamic people kill other Adamic people. What can I say to that? Because the Adamic people went along with it because they were strongly deluded. And another one of those deals is coming up. What about all these white cops and white military people that are going to come down on other white people? What about that? That's coming too. If they declare martial law, you won't be able to go anywhere. You won't be able to travel. You won't be able to go to the store. You have to show ID. You'll have to have permits. Martial law is a fearsome thing. There'll be troops on every street corner. You won't be able to move. Have you got survival supplies to make it through that? Do you? Have you got water purification? Water's going to be a big factor now. Big, 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 big factor. You have to have so much water each day to live. And it's got to be clean water. You can't drink sewage. Can't do it. It'll kill you. Which is what they want. Oh, brothers and sisters, I get so weary. I know I sound weary today. I am. I'm weary. I'm getting tired. I'm an old man. Please forgive me if I'm a little weary. But I'm trying to keep on keeping on and serve Yahweh. And I'm trying to wake up my brothers and sisters. And the lack of cooperation, the lack of response is pretty overwhelming. Oh yeah, I'm reaching some. I have so many downloads, etc., on my website. I have lots of letters of support and even a little financial support, which I'm very grateful for, because I'm living on social insecurity and it isn't much. Okay, I live pretty austerely. I don't have a lot of junk. Don't need it. I've got the equipment I need to do these shows, and that's the only purpose to my life now, is trying to reach the rest of the remnant. because you are important to me, more important than myself. I mean, I could have done what a lot of people have done and just sell out. But I'm called. And I can't. I just don't have it in me to betray Yahweh. I just can't. Not even for my own life. And people think that I'm, oh, you're crazy. Well, maybe so. Maybe so. Maybe I am a nut job according to the liberals, but not according to Scripture. How many of the prophets, how many of those that preached died because of what they were trying to teach to rebellious Israel? And who killed them? The seed line of the adversary killed a bunch of them by using their fellow Israelites, inciting crowds like they did with Stephen in the Bible. They stoned him for proclaiming Messiah. Stoned him to death. The Israelites did that because the Edomite priests egged them on. They get up a big rabble-rousing crowd and they use that crowd to do violence. And a whole great big mob of people, a crowd, is a fearsome thing. Fearsome. You can't rely on the police to protect you because they're going to have trouble protecting themselves. They start taking return fire. They're going to cut and run, folks. They don't get paid that much. I mean, they get paid and they'll whip up on somebody that's unarmed and helpless, one person. But if a whole big crowd comes at them and they're not allowed to open fire, they're going to back off. And if you're in the way of that crowd, you're in big trouble. So our people, to avoid this just punishment that's coming down on the world, are going to have to be very, very vigilant. They're going to have to be prepared. Oh, it's another prepper show. In a way, yeah. In a way, it is. But I'm watching this violence. I'm watching these violent crowds gather with Antifa and the lefties. Okay, we got an election coming up. That may date this show, okay? But if the left loses these midterms, they may just go ballistic. And everybody's going to have to live through that time until order is brought. And what if they, it takes weeks or months? If you live in a city, you're in a dangerous situation, brothers and sisters. If you're a city dweller, well, it's another doom and gloom. I hate to do these, but I've watched all this violence come to pass, and I've watched all these false flags and all these lies, and I'm seeing the trouble ahead for our people of the remnant. And as usual, my concern for the remnant is overwhelming, so I try to give a heads up. Okay, from all indications, and I'm recording this on the 1st of November in 2018, there is a potential that things could really escalate rapidly. You need to be prepared because there won't be much warning. If it blows up in your area, you're going to have to hunker down and try to weather the storm. So this will air today. I'm recording it on the day that it's going to air in the evening. Please cover your bases and have food and water available in your home and a method of self-defense. And if things start to get bad, keep your kids home. Don't let them go to school. Keep them at home. You know? Because you won't be, if it happens and they're in an area where they go to school that it's getting bad, you won't be able to go get them. Israelite men, take care of your families. Family first. The heck with everything else. All right? Take care of your Israelite family. Don't worry about the others. They're going to be hay and stubble. But you need to take care of your Israelite family, your wives, your children, your brothers and sisters. If a bunch of you have to group together for support and pool your resources, that would not be a bad thing either. Think. Use that brain that Yahweh gave you. Plan ahead, be safe, and pray without ceasing. Because if you call on the name of Yahweh, He's going to take care of you. That's the whole thing. Yahweh first, everything else takes a back seat. Yahweh promises us that He would take care of the remnant. Well, I'm down about 7 minutes, so may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I will catch you on the next wake-up call or next word for word. I love you, brothers and sisters. I truly do. I love you in Yahweh and in Yeshua. And I pray for your safety. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
I'm not walking with the Lord like I used to. It's like temptation's got a hold of me. And I cry at night, cause I ought to. And the praise to him I hold, I'm on my bended knee. From the road I chose to raise my family. And the more I learned forgiveness, the less I saw of grief. And the more I watched his children, in their eyes I saw his light. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on, hold on, enjoy the ride. I did my time, I paid some heavy dues. And I often wonder why I did the things I do. For the Lord holds all the answers to my questions, come what may. We're gonna talk about them soon, show me the way. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Well, now the final curtain will be seen. Now it's time to say goodbye to this way of life I've been. So bury me in the cold hard ground, I'll travel through the sky. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Get on up, hold on, I'll walk.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.